I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here is a three for the tie, short, caught by Hart, out to Towns, to tie, no, rebound, fought for, loose, Bridges has got it, clock is ticking, out of bounds, it's Indiana's ball with .2 to go.
Ooh, the five-foot assassin with the roughneck business. Man, Tyrese Halliburton, the most overrated player in the league. Not what Ed wants to hear there. Man, what a collapse at the end of the game, and it's like, you have to pick yourself up for game two.
Have to. That's a must win, man. You don't want to go 0-2 and travel to Indiana.
You know, can I tell you what was weird about this? And so yesterday I was talking about, I had the Knicks in my top five plays and then I took them out. It's still a play for me. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But like, I was seeing the way that the money was coming in and the line wasn't budging. And I'm going, this feels a little weird to me that we're not moving this line at all, and they're telling us that's how close the Pacers and Knicks are. Because if you watch these teams during the season, you probably wouldn't think these teams were close. The Pacers have gotten hot. They started to look like they did last year when they were playing in the tournament at the beginning of the year. This is one of those collapses that where you could see things go awry really quick and fall apart because you're up 9 points with 50 seconds left. You're up 14 points with, 2 minutes left. You're going, how, Sway?
17 with 6. It just went down.
How did this happen?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Terrible.
Oh. Not like me to rub it in. You want to talk about the Jets instead?
No. Oh. No. I mean, it's terrible. It's one game. I mean, you know, I still think they win the series, but there's such a history with the Pacers. Although the Knicks have beaten them, even with the Reggie Miller one, when was it 8 points in 9 seconds? They won that series, but they came back and won the next game. But like,
it makes me wonder too. Like looking at the way that this game unfolded, because we've talked about this before, seeing some of the collapses and. You're wondering, like watching it in real time, you're going, there's no way, right? This isn't happening. And then it happens and you go, how did that happen? I watched the whole thing and I still don't know how it happened.
I went to sleep. I couldn't tell you. I was so tired. It was getting really late. I'm like, I gotta get up in like 5 hours. I gotta get go to bed. I go to bed and they've got the game in hand. I wake up, I go to my phone, but I'm like, what?
If the Knicks and Pacers played at all this year, and they did, their games were at 7 o'clock. Their games were all at 7 o'clock. This is an hour later for the TV purposes. We all get it, but it sucks for us on the East Coast trying to wait up, especially when you're doing a morning show, because, as I said before, every once in a while you make business decisions. Every once in a while you come in tired. It's just how it goes. Let me ask you this, though, Ed. Like, seeing that the way they played and faltering down the stretch, you mentioned Jalen Brunson. The guy has 43 points, and people want to talk about the late turnover.
He also airballed a three.
If you're gonna pick apart what this guy does,
I'm not criticizing him. No,
I know, but he's the reason they are there where they are. Heart and soul of that entire unit.
Yeah,
and most point guards are, unless you have a star wing that can be a point guard. Mm-hmm. LeBron James, a Kevin Durant, you got an Anthony Edwards, a Giannis. These, I'm not calling them point guards, but they handle the ball. They don't need somebody to get them the ball to take over a game. They'll just take it and go play point, but this is something too where watching it now, we go to the Thunder series and now people are going, man, I'd love to see this matchup. I think any matchup we get is going to be fine in the championship. I love the fact that it's going to be new blood either way. And even the Knicks being new, it's been so long since they've done anything in this league. Mm-hmm. So long.
And the last time they have, it was against the Pacers.
It's so funny.
That's what they've had. What's 94, 95? Is that the years they...
I would say so because the Knicks went to the championship and lost to the Rockets, right?
I gotta look this up.
Was that it wasn't the O.J. Simpson year, was it? Yeah, it was. Knicks and Rockets. I think they were playing during the O.J. Simpson car chase. I believe. I mean, wasn't that in the documentary? Am I wrong on that? Because I know.
Knicks and The Knicks and Pacers played in the Eastern Conference Finals in 2000.
Knicks and Rockets. We're talking about the last time they met. What do you? I have to look at the 90s. Anyway, I want to bring up this other point. We can check that out in a second.
You were there.
What?
You were there in the 90s. I was four.
No, I'm asking. I think I remembered it, right? I don't know. I have a hard time remembering stuff from yesterday. The point is, like, going back to some of the other things that were said, we had the MVP leak out early. Shams, how does this happen? You guys have it set up to know who the MVP is, and then the best reporter in all of basketball gets the info and releases it 4 hours before you guys do.
Yeah.
And then Mike Malone, former Nuggets coach, remember, he was fired this year. He won a championship with them. Came out and said that's why SGA, after his game last night, won the MVP award, or 2 nights ago. And then Karl Malone, former Denver Nuggets head coach, George Karl, came out and said, well, at least one former Nuggets coach knows who the MVP was this year, talking about Jokic. Mm-hmm. It is so strange that we've got, like, there's so much just squabble happening back and forth between former coaches, players.
Squabble up.
Squabbling. Bah, 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 bah. And that's what goes on all the time, like all this trash talking. And now that we're at this point of the season, everything's under a microscope, and it's going to be fun to watch. Like, the next things that everybody's looking for is, hey, is Giannis going to get traded while the playoffs are going on? Where does he end up? Because he's going to get traded in the offseason. It's just going to happen.
I was right, by the way. It was 94. They beat Indiana in the conference final, 4-3. Took them to game 7. They won the first two, lost the next three, won the last two.
So that is the year they lost to the Rockets in the finals.
The NBA Finals.
Yeah, because that's the last time I remember, like, I do remember all the battles in the Eastern Conference Finals. Joe's talking about Rick Smith.
That also went to 7 games.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to get into more of that, but, like, we have the Thunder series coming up as well. Do you have any concern there? Do you feel like it's going to be the Thunder?
Oh, I think the Thunder win it all. Who they face.
They can switch on, like, the Knicks can switch on everything, right? Mm-hmm. The difference is the Thunder can do it and then go to their deep bench and then get their guys rest so they come back in fresh, where the Knicks are going to be playing 40-some minutes every damn night.
Every one of them.
Because they don't have a great bench. So,
I don't think Thibodeau cares anyway.
No.
If you had a bench, I think they'd play 40-some minutes.
You'll sleep when you're dead!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he does. All right, so some NFL talk coming up next hour. We got shovels. We'll get back into the Orioles as well. But with Derrick Henry's extension complete, who do you think the next player is that the Ravens will extend? I think I know the answer to this. Do you know it, Ed?
What?
The next player that the Ravens will extend?
Do I know? No.
Do you? You?
I have no idea.
You're good. All right, we talk about it next here on The Fan.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, Rob Long's off. It's the Big Bad Morning Show. Plenty of stuff coming up later on. Jerry Bembry, Jody Hayslip is going to join us, talk some soccer there. And we've got the World of Stupid coming up. But Ed, we were talking about extensions for players. You see Derrick Henry get his. Do you? I mean, I'll go first, and I think you'll agree with me. The next player to me is very obvious who's going to get the extension. It's Isaiah Likely. Like, you have all of your tight ends coming up. He was just on with Kay Adams talking about how he wants to be a Raven forever. Mm-hmm. Or, well, I shouldn't say that. How he loves being a Raven. So, and I think most guys that come here that's not named, what was the cat from Carolina that came here, the former Steeler? He's the only one that didn't like to be here. The wide receiver? That went to Deontay Johnson. Thank you. I couldn't think of his damn name. But you have those guys that don't want to be here. But, like, I feel like most players that come to Baltimore, a lot of guys play a couple of years here and want to retire here. So it is a favorable spot to be in, but you have to pay Likely. We were talking about what a difference maker he's going to be, and you can't get into a situation where all your tight ends come up.
You're paying Likely because he's up at the end of the year?
Yeah. You get the extension. You don't want him to hit free agency. If you sign him to an extension, it allows you to use your franchise tag somewhere else if you want to.
Why don't you use it on Kyle? Why don't you extend Kyle Hamilton and use the franchise tag on Likely?
You could do that too.
With Hamilton's up next, 26.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Likely's the easier one to get done. That's why. I mean, look at the going rate for tight ends, and I think they're going to, I think he should make more than whatever he's going to get. I just think it's the situation where you look at, he's had good seasons, but he's been splitting time with Mark Andrews with those guys being out there and the targets. If Mark Andrews wasn't here, how many targets do you think Isaiah Likely's getting?
A lot, obviously.
I mean, I think that could be a guy that gets 90 to 100 receptions in a season.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how much they're throwing, obviously. Yeah. There's a lot of mouths to feed. Now, that's why I say it. I think the Kyle Hamilton one's going to be a little bit more difficult because...
So you think Mark Andrews is gone?
Yes, okay. After this season.
Yeah.
The issue I see with Kyle Hamilton, and this is what's going on, like, if you try to franchise him, what do you franchise him as? Remember, this was the thing that outside linebackers were bitching about because they called them linebackers when they're pass rushers.
Yeah.
And so they fought over that. And interior linemen fought, like, hey, playing left tackle is different than playing center.
Wide receivers, tight ends did it with wide receiver tag, too.
Yeah.
Because actually they split wide like, very often. Hey, I'm doing this job.
I think Travis Kelce started that.
Was it Kelce?
Yeah.
Some one of them. I couldn't remember if it was him or Kittle. No.
But that's why I think Likely's the next guy. I know he's talking about changing his number, too. These guys do this all the time. There was a statement yesterday that Likely wanted to change his number to one, but when Lamar, if Lamar wins his first Super Bowl, he's going to change his number to one, is what somebody said. I don't know if that's... Look, it's online. It must be true.
Hope he doesn't. Eight is like one of my favorite numbers. Just leave it.
It was Likely said that he would switch to eight. Lamar would switch to one.
Really?
That was on Up and Adam.
Okay, so that was the... Thank you, Joe. And again, like, Likely to me is a premier player in this league that I think if you extend him now, you can get him cheaper than what his value actually is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Again, but I... There's no doubt in my mind you cannot let Kyle Hamilton walk.
No.
And I don't think they will. And part of that's going to be the restructure of Lamar and how this works. They have a little bit of money now. We'll see what the June 1st.
The problem is Hamilton's going to be the highest paid safety in football when he gets his money.
It's going to be even more than that. I think a guy like Hamilton could end up getting close to like cornerback money.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, you use him in every like he could sit here and come in and say, why are you paying me? Like safeties get paid the least amount of any of those positions out there. And, and for a while there, they made even less money than special teams guys. Kickers were making more money getting Yeah. What if you go back and look at when Donovan Darius of the Jaguars was franchised as a safety, it's criminal what they could pay him. And then they franchise him the next year and it goes up 20% and it went up from like 1.8 million to like 2 point whatever million. And he's going, are you kidding me? They can keep doing this to me? And then finally, guys like Ed Reed and Brian Dawkins got paid and that number went up.
Yeah.
But if I'm Kyle Hamilton, I'm going, if you franchise me, you're not paying me like a safety. You guys use me as a pass rusher. You use me to cover guys. You use me all over the place. And the way you use me allows you to use these other guys in a different way. So, I mean, those are the two guys that I feel like you have to get locked up moving forward. Pick your poison, which one you want to get done first. I just think Kyle Hamilton's more difficult.
I just hate the whole thing where it's by position.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, edge rushers make more than safeties, obviously. Is Owe a better player than Kyle Hamilton?
No.
No, not even close.
No.
Why should he make more money?
Guys,
it's the stupidest thing ever.
The guys that get paid in this league are guys that touch the ball and touch the quarterback.
Yeah.
Look, the other guys get, you get what I'm saying though. Those are the premier positions that you want. So, but that's my thoughts. Coming up, we're going to talk some more Orioles Brewers coming up at 7:45 and preview the Red Sox series. The good news about that is you're going to miss Garrett Crochet in that set because he pitched last night. But up next, it's Shovels Ed. Who's getting yours?
Toronto Maple Leafs for a lot of reasons. And they've done some really funny stuff besides, you know, getting bounced again, but some funny stuff that they're doing I just shake my head at.
Yeah, there's a lot. Did you have a shovel before this one? Because you and I were kind of scrolling through looking at things, and then you asked me if I was going to use this in the world of stupid, which I said I probably should, but I'm not going to. But with sports this week, there's been so many different things shovel-related that we could have. I feel like we could
If this was our team, if we had the Toronto, if we were in Toronto, I wonder how the fan base would feel about the things they've done this year and just recently.
All right, we'll do that. We're going to do shovels coming up next. We'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. All right, it's time for shovels. You want to call in 410-583-1057. If you want to give a shovel, talk Orioles, Ravens, some of the things we've been discussing. Can I give a quick shovel to myself first?
Sure.
So you see me. How often am I just kind of dropping my glasses, lifting them up, dropping my glasses?
All day.
I need to just get regular glasses. I think my eyes have gotten that bad where it's like, okay, these readers are just a pain in the ass. I looked down and I thought 720 what was it? 7:20 was 7:25, so I started going to break. And I looked at, and then I was going to vamp for like 4 minutes, and Joe's like, just go to break, man. Just go to break. So I deserve a shovel for these stupid-ass eyes. Ed, who gets your shovel?
Toronto Maple Leafs. You know, they got bounced yet again from the NHL playoffs. This team is the longest, excuse me, that's right, Stanley Cup playoffs. Longest drought in NHL history. It's not since 1967 have they been Stanley Cup champs. Craig Berube, who's the head coach, had a season of wrap-up press conference. You know, they got just intimidated by the Panthers. They end up losing. This is a team that's lost, I believe, 8 consecutive win-to-take-all games. They just keep losing when it matters the most. And they're a classic. There's a few things they did that I don't get. But they're a classic case of, like, what teams have done in the past in all sports. The Browns have done it. The Padres did it a couple years ago, where they assemble, like, an all-star team, but they can't play together, like it's an orchestra that's, you know, full of great mm-hmm. musicians, but they just, there's no harmony. That's the Maple Leafs. They, you know, Austin Matthews, and they got a collection of really good players. They make the playoffs. They look really strong again this year. And of course, keep in mind, this is the seat of really the National Hockey League. The Hall of Fame is there. I mean, the headquarters is in New York, but Hall of Fame is in Toronto. They're an original six team. It's Toronto Maple Leafs. It's a lot of things. And they just cannot get it done. So at the end of the year, Berube's having his press conference, talking about all the great things he did, and they did. They had a great year. But there was a sign the PR put up next to him. You know, in the background where they would have the, like the Ravens have, where they have the Ravens logo with the black screen with the Ravens mm-hmm. mark, the head of the bird head, and then Under Armour next to it, because yeah, that's who sponsors it. But first of all, he's got the Maple Leafs logo behind him with Ford as the sponsor. There's a lot of Canadian companies.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd have a classic American car company as your, you know, main sponsor, but that's
how close is to Toronto, like the Detroit?
Yeah, was close that you can walk there from Windsor, Ontario.
Okay,
but it's not that close to Toronto.
Okay, I'm just thinking,
yeah, but like, I mean it's very close. It's actually Detroit, I believe the latitude is north of the Canadian border.
Really?
Yeah,
there's a you can take the Gordie Howe Bridge and walk from Detroit
to Windsor, right?
To Canada.
Yeah. How?
Yes.
Yes.
How?
Yeah. How?
There is a Ford assembly complex in Ontario.
No, I know that. Yeah. And, yeah. And they actually, Canada was the biggest importer of American cars. Mm-hmm. But it's just weird because that is an American company. I mean, we drink Molson beer, but it's Canadian. It's a Canadian mm-hmm. brand. Anyway, I just found that a little odd. But the thing I really found odd was the sign next to the coach, no grit, no grind, no greatness. That's his team. I mean, they got a bunch of immensely talented players.
Was that like their rallying cry or something this year?
I think it's a punch in the face to the team.
Because like, fans of other teams are poking fun at it, saying,
I think you should.
Well, that's what your team had. No grit. No.
That's exactly what it is
yeah.
to me. That's you know, you got great talent, but when it comes down to it.
Game 7, getting your ass kicked like that?
Yeah. You know, you get beaten by the Panthers, who are a tough team. No grit, no grind, no greatness. And is he reminding people? The problem I have is I would never tell Craig Berube to his face because have you seen him?
Mm-mm.
He's one of the few coaches actually First Nation. He's a Cree Indian, I think. So he's a native, kids say a Native American, but he's Native Canadian. But he's an enforcer in the NHL.
Are Native Canadians like Native Americans?
Same thing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Except the Canadian.
Different accent.
Yeah. But he was an enforcer in the NHL. He played for a while as a, you know, he's a tough guy. He had two fights in his first game in hockey. First game in the NHL, two fights. Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah. And he looks like he hasn't fully evolved. Like he's one of those guys.
he's
got the forehead that hangs out like a ledge.
Cro-Magnon.
Yeah. He looks like he could smoke a cigar in the rain and not get it wet. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what they say about people with big noses.
He's got the big forehead. Like, he's got this forehead that looks you couldn't possibly hurt him. And so, yes. So that cigar's staying dry in a rainstorm. It don't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I got a couple funny things. So I'm going to give the shovel to everyone. We can't have nice things. You can't get quick fixes. Every time I go online, it's something new, whether it was getting your COVID vaccine and the things that can happen and everybody shouting about it now and this. Oh, that's good. The new thing is like Ozempic, where Ozempic teeth is now a thing.
What's that?
Said it's a side effect of the weight loss drug. It's quite damaging to people. Ozempic may be adding some spring to your step, but it also may be taking a bite out of your smile. Weight loss drug surges have caused Ozempic teeth. Now, the term refers to a range of dental issues users have reportedly been experienced, such as dry mouth, bad breath, gum disease, and tooth decay. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that because you eat less,
right,
you're producing that saliva less in your mouth,
right,
from chewing, mm-hmm, and that's what's causing some issues with the teeth. I've heard about, isn't there an Ozempic penis? There's all types of things that Ozempic is causing issues for, or at least, mm-hmm, believed to be. We don't know because there's not enough data.
Everybody finds negative side effects and everything. And this doesn't like it's a drug. It's just, this isn't like, you know, it can cause death or suicidal thoughts like you have these other drugs. Because you're not creating enough saliva, yeah, your teeth will rot. You got bad breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's like having to do a commercial where it's longer the thing you have to say at the end instead of the thing in the beginning.
It's longer than the copy. Yes.
I don't know if anybody knows anything about that.
No. Yeah. But it's like, just chew some Trident. Then eventually get that fifth dentist on board. And
yeah.
Everybody will endorse it.
What is wrong with that fifth dentist?
I don't know.
Like, he's against everything.
It's been 4 out of 5 since I'm a kid. Get the fifth one on board, chew Trident, your mouth will have saliva in it, you won't have this problem.
Hey, Dr. Seuss, what's your issue? I don't even do anything with teeth. I don't know why they asked me. All right, we're going to take some phone calls here. But this is the Ozempic teeth and all the other things that are going on. I had a bunch of, like, really interesting stories that I think were shovels that I'm probably going to bring up in World of Stupid. So stay tuned for that. But let's go out to the phone line. Looks like, I think we got this caller the other day. Is this Mr. Brightside? Brightside Jimmy's on the line from Baltimore. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, Ed. Hey, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining.
It is?
I told you the Orioles was going to come back. I told you. I got one question for you both. You're both experts.
Yeah.
I expect you to know, when do the playoff tickets go on sale?
Well, we're gonna have to take a look at that. I haven't even thought about it.
You're talking about Ravens?
No, Orioles. You might have to contact the PR department, Jimmy.
Rutschman's back. Big hits yesterday. Super clutch. They scrapped. They fought. They're back. We beat Milwaukee. On to the next.
Okay. Well, we had Jacob Calvin-Meyer on earlier, and he talked about the fact that, you know, getting off of that Schneid was going to help them. You can't have this losing streak, but was still a little upset over, you know, the whole.
You know, they're 2-8 in the last 10, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, but they're 1-0 in their last one.
That's true,
right, Jimmy?
Go with the smaller sample. And look, if you look at yesterday, was a win, right?
Yes.
They won yesterday. The night before, they should have won.
Mm-hmm.
They out hit the Brewers 7-6, and they should have won that game.
Oh, Jimmy.
You got to score more runs than the other team, though. That's the catch.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you this, they might have been 0-7 with runners in scoring position, but I think the solution there is stop getting runners in scoring position, and you're fine.
Jimmy, appreciate the call. It's good stuff. It's very positive. It's the exact opposite of what we usually get here, right?
Yes.
Let's go out to Antonio and Rosedale. What's up, Antonio? What's today?
Friday, babe.
Friday,
how
babe.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Orioles pitcher Brian Baker has been the only reliable relief pitcher. How long is his contract? Should they extend him? And you guys have a wonderful day and see you tonight.
Oh, yeah. Antonio's coming out to Ed's event tonight. Don't forget, 5 o'clock at the Mount Washington Tavern. 5 to 7. It'll be a really good time just celebrating Ed being back and beating cancer. Will we have a bell there for you to ring?
I can't believe that word. What? It sounds so weird.
Because it's you?
Just have head cancer. It's weird. I mean, and melanoma. And then when the doctor came on, I had no idea it was that rare.
Yeah, yours is really rare because apparently it's spelled C-A-N-C-U-H. Cancer.
Yes. He said it was only 5% of skin cancers. I didn't realize. When the doctor called me, she said, do you know anything about skin? I said, I know it's not good. She said, well, melanoma is the most rare. I was like, oh, great.
You know what it makes me think, Ed? Like, I mean, we've been talking about how unlucky you've been. You hit the lottery. Less than 5%, buddy.
Yes.
That's the lottery you hit.
Yes.
The disease lottery.
Yeah.
It couldn't be, you know, a financial gain. Yeah. It has to be something else. Hey, what you have is very rare. Great. Wonderful.
Didn't know that. I always thought they were all the same thing, and they're not.
But to Antonio's point, I don't know how long here. I mean, we could probably search this and put me on the spot about Brian Baker's contract. But yeah, look, this is a guy that everybody wanted gone last year. Baker signed a 1 year, $768,000 contract with the Baltimore Orioles, including, well, whatever. He had some money guaranteed, an average annual salary of $768,000 in 2025. Yeah, so it's a 1 year deal. So they'd have to figure out a way to sign him to an extension if that's the guy you wanted to keep. He is having a very good year and a season that hasn't been very good. But according to Brightside Jimmy, get your playoff tickets. Because he's on one right now. All right.
Him and Greg from Columbia next back-to-back.
Positivity, man. We need some in our life. Orioles and Brewers recap coming up. We'll talk about the farm system a little bit. And we'll preview the Red Sox and continue to take your phone calls. 410-583-1057.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Because he didn't get a great jump off the first base. Get up, ball.
Deep to left. Adley Rutschman toward the wall.
Yeah, it's gone! An ice-breaking three-run shot. Adley Rutschman goes right on left, goes out to left, and the Orioles have opened it up here in the 11th.
A win? Man, I couldn't picture this. Did you like that one, Joe? I just tied it. That was for you, buddy. Ed Norris, Jerry Kahn, Big Bad Morning Show. Orioles finally end the losing streak. They were talking about I brought this up earlier, Ed, the streaks after you fire your manager. Teams that went 0-4, teams that went 0-5, and only one team had gone 0-6. And that was the 2002 Royals, I believe. But if you went back and looked at all those teams, they all had one thing in common. They sucked. All of them. Every one of those teams on that list that fired their manager midseason and went through a losing streak, they all sucked. But that's where we're at. Now you get a series with the Red Sox, which I look forward to this. I always like playing the Red Sox. There's nothing I enjoy more than beating that team.
I totally agree
with you. The only problem is I'm not sure if we're going to. So, but it does give you something to watch. You got a team you love and a team you hate. It makes it even more fun. But as the pitching matchups go, I should look at that in the series. What do you think about them getting the win? Do you think this kind of alleviate some of that stress that they've had, that the weight that's been on their shoulders? Somebody said to Adley, like, your home run felt cathartic, and he said that's the perfect word to use.
Yeah, I'm sure it did, because it's only one win after it was an 8-game losing streak. However, you got to break it sooner. You have to break it.
Just think about the games they lost during that streak and how they lost them. It turns into something so much bigger where you could start pressing more. You want to be the guy that saves the day. Yes. You want to go up, or you don't want to be the guy that makes the mistake to blow it. So now you're walking on eggshells in everything you do.
You know, it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You don't think you're going to win, then you don't win. We can't win. Now we're not going to come back. And you don't. And that's how the fans felt. I don't know about the players. But I think it's a big deal. And they won in extra innings, which is also kind of cool. I mean, they did let it get tied. They tied up the bottom in the ninth. The opponent, the Brewers. But then they come back, they score in the 10th, Brewers come back and answer that, and then they, you know, the Orioles put them away. Adley really put the game away with that 3-run homer, so
yeah,
that was that.
And it was nice to see, there's a couple different things that I think we should point out. The fact that they did get an extra innings, they score a run, they did what they always do, second and third, can't get the guys home. So you only get that one run after looking like, hey, they're going to get a couple, which it gives you that break point in the extra innings, because all you need is fly ball, and that guy can come home from second. Yeah. You know, you don't even need to get a base hit to score. They eventually score a run, and then now we go to the top of the 11th, right? And then this is where the magic kind of happens, with Jackson getting the hit to score what would end up being the game-winning run, technically, as the fans were chanting overrated at him. And then Adley comes up and hits the 3-run bomb, and it kind of changes everything. Now, I want to talk about the pitching series that's coming up for the Red Sox and Orioles real quick, Ed. And these are projected starters, but I do think they've got them right. As I said earlier, the Orioles will not see Garrett Crochet, but here's how it sets up. You get Povich and Giolito tonight. Giolito used to be a... He was a gas can, got traded, found himself with the... the White Sox after coming over from the Nats. Remember, that's the Nats traded for Adam Eaton that helped him win the World Series. Yeah. They get Giolito, and everybody's like, man, you traded too much, because Giolito was a high prospect that hadn't panned out, caught fire with the White Sox, got hurt, and has never looked the same.
No, he hasn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted him badly.
Yeah.
Really badly. Remember, we talked about him pretty much the last 2 years consistently.
Well, I mean, the Red Sox did something that maybe some people think the Orioles should have done, instead of going after Morton and the likes of these guys, is maybe kick the tires on a Buehler. But again, for people that are talking about Walker Buehler, remember what he had turned into in L.A. I don't know if they couldn't even start the guy. That's why he's not there. If he was worth anything, or they thought he was worth anything, he'd still be there. I mean, they've kept Clayton Kershaw around forever, and we don't even know if, you know, he didn't pitch well in his first start this year. But we'll see what happens. Nah. He's got to reinvent himself, though. He's not the strikeout pitcher he was.
No.
So you get Povich and Giolito, and then tomorrow, I said it was going to happen, and like it's projected. Charlie Morton back in the rotation, everyone. He's going up against Brian Bello. Ed, make it stop. Make it end. And you know what? He's probably going to pitch okay, because this is what happens, and he'll get out there and do. We'll grade him on the curve. Hey, he went five innings. He only gave up three runs. That's not what I want. It's not what I want at all. But that's what you might get. We'll have to see what he looks like. Eflin gets the bounce back against Dobbins. Hunter Dobbins is an interesting prospect for them. And then you got Dean Kramer versus Walker Buehler on Sunday. It is a four-game set. I always say this about four-game sets. You want to get out with a split. But as far as I don't know if there's visions of grandeur for this team. You know, it's one game at a time now, and then hope you get some sort of win streak to make
sure.
It interesting. But
I mean, you do want to string together a couple wins. And then, like, you know, then you start stringing together a couple of series. If you win a few series in a row, or, you know, a few series in a month, their record in May was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's still May, but they have four wins in May. That's really bad.
So the Orioles are 10 games. I shouldn't even do this because people go, you think they're going to. They're 10 games back of the wild card. And when you look at the division, I mean, it's just ugly here. They are 13 games back of the division lead. But as we've talked about, there's nobody except the Yankees are playing well, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're playing above board. They're 29-19. They keep finding ways to win. Last night's another example. Devin Williams sucks. Here comes Luke Weaver, who looks amazing as their closer now. But when you look at the rest of the division, Toronto, 500. Boston, one game under 500. Tampa Bay, three games under 500. And the Orioles are 16 games under 500.
16.
Can you believe, like,
I can't. No.
I thought those numbers might be reversed, like 32-16.
Yeah.
That's not the case. But
if it were three or five games under 500, I'd be upset. It's ridiculous, man.
Man.
Really hard to fathom after, you know, the last two seasons.
What do you think of this Red Sox team? Because the thing that, there were a lot of people that were bullish on them because of the Crochet, Bregman, and even adding some of these ancillary pieces that they had.
I mean, they're below 500.
I mean, they're right there, but the story was in the AL East, they had the easiest schedule in the month of April going into May, and they were still below 500 with that.
Yeah.
If they start facing better teams, do we see them fall back to the pack? It is shocking to see that this division hasn't been anything. I mean, you look at the Yankees, and I'm not dismissing them. Yes, they're 10 games above 500. They're the best team in the division. But we thought we might see all these teams battling out. Could we see three AL East teams in the playoffs?
Yeah.
We might only see one.
I mean, the Red Sox would take two out of three from the Mets.
Yeah.
The Mets are they're struggling, but it's still a really good team, though.
Are you starting to feel a little bit differently about Juan Soto?
Not yet.
They're talking about him like lollygagging and all the other nonsense.
I heard about that, yeah. He did. I mean, I think it was on the Green Monster. He hit one off the Green Monster and like basically thought it was out. It turns a double into a single.
It's... Yeah. Celebration.
And now you don't play in America in the East. Ball. Like, yeah. You know, the wall, you play there a lot.
Yeah. If you're getting paid that much money and you're not running out ground balls, your team's losing, fans are going to get pissed.
Yeah.
All right, Eli, hang on. We're going to get to you next hour. Orioles farm system has fallen off a lot since their best prospect graduated to the majors. Are you worried about the future of the club with the cupboard seemingly bare? I'll debate that a little bit. We'll talk about it and we'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.